From the studios of Books in Motion, this is J.P. O'Shaughnessy reading Destry Rides Again by Max Brand. Now, let's begin with Chapter 1.
Little old town, you don't amount to much, said Harry Destry. You never done nothing and you never ain't gonna come to no good. Doggone me if you ain't pretty much like me.
So said Destry as he came from the swinging doors of the First Chance and now leaned against one of the slim, horse-eaten pillars that supported the shelter roof in front of the saloon. The main street of the town of Wham stretched out before him until it wound itself, snake-like, out of view. It had gained its title in yet earlier days when it was little more than a crossroads store and saloon where the cowpunchers foregathered from east and west and south and north. And meeting from all those directions, often their encounters were so explosive that wham was a really descriptive word. It had grown to some prosperity, and it was yet growing, for the cattlemen still came in, and in addition, long 16-mule teams pulled high-wheeled freight wagons out of Wham and lugged them up the dusty slopes to the gold mines of the Crystal Mountains. But still, Wham had not grown too fast for the knowledge of Destry to follow it. It was held in the cup of his memory. It was mapped in his mind. He knew every street sign, and the men behind the signs, from the blacksmiths to the lawyers. For Destry had grown up with the place. He had squirmed his bare toes in the hot dust of Main Street. He had fought in the vacant lots, and many a house or store was built over some scene of his grandeur. For the one star in the crown of Harry Destry, the one jewel...